Well, we'll be organizing on the 17th of this month a meeting on Somalia that brings together the two contributing countries. This is a meeting that is held regularly to review the situation in Somalia and agree on how best the EU and its member states, in particular the two contributing countries, should continue to assist the process of promoting peace, justice and reconciliation in Somalia.
So what areas specifically will these contributing countries be focusing on, and how will the EU help in that direction?
Well, the troop contributing countries are countries that are providing troops for the African Union mission in Somalia, and the meeting is intended to review the operations of the mission on the ground, how best we could speed up the deployment of additional troops so that the mission can reach its authorized strength, how best also we can support capacity building for the transitional federal government of Somalia. And of course, the meeting will take place in the aftermath of the EU summit, during which the situation in Somalia was discussed and member states renewed their commitment to do whatever they can to help advance the peace and reconciliation process in Somalia.
How does that tie in with the AU's peace and security mantra that AU has adopted? How does this tie in into that?
Well, I think it's directly connected to the year of peace and security in Africa. Of course, we have been involved in Somalia for many years and we'll continue to be involved beyond 2010. But we want also to use the opportunity of 2010 to speed up our efforts and give them new momentum. So Somalia will be among others one of the areas in which we would like to see tangible results by the end of 2010.
Is the AU so far pleased with its mission in Somalia?
Well, I think the mission is doing a great job under very difficult circumstances. As you know, we have 5,300 troops on the ground out of an authorized strength of about 8,000. We need, of course, to make more efforts to reach the authorized strength of the mission. But I think that the mission on the ground is doing, has done, and is continues to do an excellent job on the ground, not only in providing protection for the TFG, but also in trying to promote confidence building, but also, and this is less known, in providing humanitarian assistance to civilians in Mogadishu. I think they are doing a great job in extremely difficult circumstances.
With the issue of Madagascar, what specifically would you be looking at?
Well, Madagascar, as you know, the EU has been involved in efforts to restore constitutional order in that country. We were hopeful that the Maputo agreements of August last year and the Addis Ababa Additional Act of November 2009 would pave the way for the speedy restoration of constitutional order in that country. Unfortunately, that has not been the case, and the issue was discussed during the summit of the EU that was held a few days ago, and a number of decisions taken. Now we are convening a meeting of the International Contact Group on Madagascar, which will meet in Addis on the 18th of this month to review the situation. And of course, the contact group, as you may be aware, brings together a number of players who follow the situation in Madagascar. And we do hope that the meeting will help us move forward the process of ensuring the early return of constitutional order in Madagascar.